on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, we read about some beautiful practices of different Rabbanim and how they would prepare for tefillah based on the pasuk of Hichon Lekras Elokecha Yisrael. And this Gemara also appears in Brachos. And this is actually a beautiful idea, talking about Hachana for tefillah. That's not just a nice idea. It's a real thing brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Sadi Ches over there that discusses that it's appropriate to have a special beged. It doesn't have to lav dafka have nice begadim, but a special beged designated for tefillah, whether that's a pair of shoes like Rava Bar Rav Huna or a jacket. But all these things, it's important to prepare oneself for davening by putting on a special beged. And it's actually very nogay for today, being that it's Parshas Pekudei, which talks about the big day kahuna, because we learn from the Kohanim that they had special begadim when they did their vote in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, just a nice thought over there. But so the first Tosos over here on Daf Yud Amud Aleph talks about how there's a difference between the daytime meal and a nighttime meal in regards to having to interrupt the meal to daven based on the statement of Abaye going back to Tesam Abayz. And so Tosos comments as follows: Im Tomar Devarish Parak Basar Detanis Amrinan Shacharis Musaf Dechol Yom Alos Shchiach Shacharis Logazrinan. So you'll say that based on Tainis, by Shacharis and Mincha, so Shacharis is not common. However, it says Mincha Neilo the Shchiach Shacharis Chashinan Amagam Mincha Shchiach Shacharis. So hold on, our Gemara said that we're only concerned for Shacharis by Marv, by nighttime meal, because people would traditionally drink wine at night. But over here, the Gemara points out differently, that we are choshesh by mincha time and ne'ilah time regarding shacharis as well. So mincha is during the day. How can we reconcile this Gemara with that Gemara in Tanya? So the Tosos answers, Yishlomer, the Hasam le'inyan is kapayim shiny. Over there, that's talking about duchening, which is different. It's not talking, per se, about forgetting mincha, where our Gemara is talking about forgetting a tefillah. Over there, it's talking about duchening. Tefillah lo shasa al revias asr lisas kavav. Over there, it's talking about the fact that a kohen, even if the kohen just drank a revias of wine, he's forbidden to duchen. It's not talking about getting intoxicated over here, where one is not getting intoxicated during the day and will forget to daven mincha. The next Tosos, the Ramaschil Tirchusa, sort of sheshes asks a very valid question. Well, two parts of the question in terms of the ruling that one does not need to stop the daven if they already untied the belt in Bavel for Marv. So Rav Shesha says, hold on, is it such a big deal to tie one belts back? And Ve'od, Leku Hachi Litzali, let him do it without his belt and daven. So the second question the Gemara answers, because no, Hiko, because of the Pasuk Hikon, that you have to do a Hachana for davening, so you shouldn't daven without the belt. But the first question remains unanswered. So Tosos first starts off by saying, "Divrei Masal Terchusa Lo Chayish Lishnei Kusha Dekamaisa." And in fact, the first question was not answered in terms of is it really a bother to tie the belt? And then Tosos says, "Mikan Shetarach LaAzor Chalatzav Kemishim Mispala." But we learn from this Gemara that it's necessary to have some type of separation when one davens. The Machzor Vitri explains a different reason, not a terms of Hachana, but rather because that the heart shouldn't see the Erva, and therefore you have a separation with a type of belt. And Daf, we're talking about over there, where they didn't wear pants, it was more like a robe, and therefore they had to have a separation so that Libo Roas Erva. However, by us, when we have the belt on a pair of pants, we don't necessarily need to have a specific belt for this purpose, because the pants already prevent the issue of libero as erva. But we know nowadays there are people who have the custom to still have a special gartel, a special belt for davening. The next host, Mr. Ramaskal Rami, comments on the incident with Rava Bar Rav Huna. It says that Rava Bar Rav Huna, Rami puz mikke umetzali. That Rava Bar Rav Huna had special shoes to put on while davening, that was his hachana. And Tosos points out from here that you see what? That you see from here, you can't daven barefoot except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And just to add to that, the Shulchan Aruch comments on this and says that restriction of davening barefoot really would only apply where the local minog is to not be barefoot. But if the You know, the minhag is that you appear barefoot even in front of an important person. Perhaps you could daven barefoot. And I kind of just wondering out loud if this applies to the question regarding, let's say, davening with sandals, you know, in Israel, where it's much more common to daven with sandals, and it's sort of the typical daily beged, that might differ than wearing sandals in America, where no one really wears those generally, that it'd be a problem to wear something like that to davening. The next Tosfos references Moed Katan, which we just finished recently, so let's see that. So over there, in our Gemara, where it says, Ika de Islay Dina Leol, so it says over there that Ravami and Ravasi would be learning Torah, and they would step out to see if there was any judgment cases that had to be ruled upon, which would seem to indicate that interrupting Lima Torah is okay to tend to based-in cases. So it says Tosos, Tiramasal Iika. So Mashma Adif Din Talmud Torah. So you see from this that passing judgment, that din, is more adif than Talmud Torah. Vadamar in Parak Basu de Moed Katan. But hold on, it says in Moed Katan. Kabeho de Tarke Zivura Vishachiv. There was a case where someone was bitten by a bee and died. So Yilayu Lamarsa de Chaside Velo Kabalahu. Lamarsa de Dine Vikablu. And they tried to bring him into the burial cave of the Chasidim, and he was not accepted there. And then they brought him to the burial cave of Dayanim. And they did accept him there, which would indicate the opposite, that judges have a lower level than the Hasidim who are studying Torah. So Tosos answers no. Hasam b'dayanin she'in mumchin, shepamim notin achar shochad. So there we're discussing a burial cave of dayan who were not so down the straight and narrow, because they would accept bribes, but an authentic dayan and an upright dayan would actually be considered superior to one who studies Torah.